Well, happy Mother's Day. Wow. I tell you what, Mother's Day sermons are often difficult to preach because I'm preaching to mamas. I'm preaching to their husbands that need to support the mamas. No, I tell you what, it's difficult because moms hold such a dear place in our heart that it gets real sentimental when you begin to preach and you're talking about Mother's Day, because our moms, maybe we've had an adopted mom, maybe a foster mom or a stepmom that just have really invested in our life, and we start talking about, we just don't call it Mother's Day. When you start reminiscing and think about the ways that our mothers have invested in our lives, man, that hits the ticker pretty hard. It hits the emotions because we realize the sacrifices that they've gone through for us to be here and have shaped and molded the person we are today in very unique ways. That's what our moms have done for us. We've learned so much from them. And oftentimes, they don't get the credit for it. We don't give them the affirmation that they so rightfully deserved in our own life. Today, we talk about mothers, Mother's Day. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 2. We will return back to Hebrews next Sunday, Lord willing. Hebrews chapter 2, about the faith of a mother and God's provision. But I came across this, and I want to share it with you, the job description for a mother. Thought it was a really neat description and worded very well, far better than I could do. Job description, long-term. Team players needed for challenging permanent work in an often chaotic environment. Moms can attest to that. Candidates must possess excellent communication and organizational skills and be willing to work variable hours, which will include evenings and weekends and frequent 24-hour shifts on call. Some overnight travel required, including trips to primitive camping sites on rainy weekends, and endless sports tournaments in faraway cities, travel expenses not reimbursed, extensive courier duties also required. Here's some of your responsibilities if you're interested in being a mom the rest of your life. Be willing to be hated, at least temporarily, until someone needs $5. Must be willing to bite your tongue repeatedly. Also must possess the physical stamina of a pack mule and be able to go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds flat in case this time the screams from the backyard are not someone just crying wolf. Must be willing to face stimulating technical challenges such as small gadget repair, mysteriously sluggish toilets, and stuck zippers. Must screen phone calls, maintain calendars, and coordinate production of multiple homework projects. Must have ability to plan and organize social gatherings for clients of all ages and mental outlooks. Must be willing to be the indispensable 1 minute and embarrassment the next. Must handle assembly and product safety testing of 500,000 cheap plastic toys and battery-operated devices. Must always hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. Must assume final, complete accountability for the quality of the end product. Responsibilities also include floor maintenance and janitorial work throughout the facility. Wow, that's a responsibility if you want to be a mom. Here's the possibility for advancement and promotion. Virtually none. Your job is to remain the same position for years without complaining, constantly restraining and updating your skills, and those in your charge can ultimately surpass you. Previous experience? Unfortunately, none is required. On-the-job training offered on a continually exhausting basis. How about wages and compensation? Get this, you pay them. Offering frequent raises and bonuses. A balloon payment is due when they turn 18 because of the assumption that college will help them become financially independent. When you die, you give them what's left. The odd thing about this reverse salary scheme is that you actually enjoy it and wish you could do more. Here's the benefits. While there are no health or dental insurance, no pension, no tuition reimbursement, no paid holidays, and no stock options are offered, this job supplies limitless opportunities for personal growth and free hugs for life if you play your cards right. The job description for a mom. Hearing some of those descriptions, I believe moms could validate that for being a lot of truth in there. Today, as we talk about Mother's Day, we want to focus in on a mom that really most of us have probably never heard of. Her name is Jochebed. Jochebed is Moses' mother. So let's get the picture of a background, what's going on here. Focusing in on the nation of Egypt. The Israelites had been there for some time. How did the Israelites end up in Egypt? Well, back in earlier time, Joseph was sold, one of Jacob's sons was sold into slavery and taken down to Egypt. God's blessings was upon him, and Joseph rose in prominence there, and he actually became an official in Potiphar's house down in Egypt. Well, he was in charge of distribution of all the grain. So God had blessed him from being a slave to being in charge, like the second in command of all of Egypt. Well, when the famine hit, Joseph brought his family down there. In a different story, different sermon related to that. But he brought his family down to Egypt. Where there, the Israelites prospered. They began to make Egypt their home. And they began to multiply. They multiplied so much, they were out multiplying the Egyptians. The Egyptians got scared that the Israelites would take over their country, so the Pharaoh declared to enslave them. So he put taskmasters above them to begin to make them slaves. And then he also implemented this, that they would begin killing all male babies that were born. If it were a female child, it was safe. But if it were a male child, they would kill it at birth. Well, this is where we take up the story about Jochebed. We'll begin reading in chapter 2, in verse 1. It says, "Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a wicker basket and covered it with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile with her maidens walking along the Nile. And she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid, and she brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying. And she had pity on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you? Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go ahead. So the girl went and called the child's mother. It's really neat how God worked that out. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him. The child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses and said, because I drew him out of the water. Let's pray together. Father God, this morning, as we read about the account of this mother, Moses' mother, Jochebed, Lord, thank you so much for giving us an insight to the love that a mother has for her child, that she will go through endless extent to keep her baby protected and provided for. God, may we learn something from here about our own moms. And may mothers learn something here. How to keep faith in you through countless difficulties in life. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we get the picture. Here Jochebed is. The decree had been given by Pharaoh to kill all the children. She wanted to save her child, so she went and hid out and had the child before the midwives could arrive there. She kept it secret that the baby was on its way, and she went and delivered her child, and she hid him away. But after 3 months, she no longer could do this. So she had to be pretty creative in how she was going to keep her child alive. And this is where we pick up this story about Moses' mother. The first quality we see in Moses' mother is that she was a godly mother and she trusted God's protection. Not her own. She trusted God's protection through all of this. We see this in the latter part of verse 2. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful, and I think mamas believe all their babies are beautiful. No, they're not. They become beautiful. She hid him for 3 months. Jochebed was this loving mother who trusted God's protection over herself and her son. Do you realize that she took her own life in her own hands, this whole situation? That not only could she have been killed and her child, but her whole family could have been wiped out because of that decision. But listen, she trusted God's protection. If Pharaoh's taskmasters would have found the baby boy, surely she would have been dead, and maybe the whole family. She risked her life trusting and believing that God had a purpose for her son and would provide a means for Moses to survive through all of this. Listen, Mom, when your child is born, do you see this purpose in this child? Not only is it your baby, but God gave that baby to you. God gave that child to you for a reason and a purpose to be born in this life. That's why we're to invest faith in Jesus Christ in our children. This mother trusted God, and her actions were a testimony of her faith. Listen, mothers go through great lengths to nurture and protect their children. It's amazing how a mother can identify her own baby's voice when that baby is crying, when a baby's talking, when a baby's laughing in another room. Fathers, sometimes we're just oblivious. But a mom in a room full of crying babies can identify the voice of theirs. God has conditioned mothers to stand up for their children. When a mother believes her child is being bullied, treated unfairly or unjustly, she will respond to the one responsible in ways that will set a course of action to change that person toward her child. Listen, being in public education for 10 years and seeing Anita go through education and still in education today, teachers can attest to this, administrators can attest to this. There's nothing like the scorn of a mad mama going down to that schoolhouse when they think their child has been treated unfairly. And I just said think their child has been treated unfairly. I didn't say that they were. I just said think. I remember hearing a principal say that. He said, there's nothing like a bad, mad mama coming down to this schoolhouse. Mothers are just wired. They're conditioned by God to protect their children, regardless of their age, whether they're 8 days or 8 years or 18 or older. Moms pray for God's protection over their children or are ready to go to war to guard against their child being wronged. Mothers protect their children to help them gain confidence and competence to stand on their own. Why do moms invest so much? Because they want one day that child to be independent and be able to live in this world on their own. And they want them to do that safely. God's line of protection for children, His first line of protection for children is mom. You can write that one down, because that's pretty cool. God's first line of protection for children is mom. Dorothy Canfield Fisher said this, a mother is not a person to lean on, but a person to make leaning unnecessary. Jochebed protected Moses. Why? Because she saw a vision that God had for Moses. He had purpose. She loved him and wanted the best for him. So she risked everything to make his life possible. The second quality we see here is that God gives mothers courage for the task of rearing children. It takes a lot of courage not only to bring a child into this world, but to guide that child for years to come. It takes courage. Verse 3 says, when she, talking about Jochebed, could hide him no longer, she got a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Jochebed hid Moses and diligently worked to protect him as long as she possibly could do so. Yet she had to face the harsh reality that he was no longer safe hidden away with her. Something else had to change. Something else had to be different. Her fears were coming to reality, because she knew word would get out and Pharaoh's army and Pharaoh's people would come around looking for all the little male children. Rather than the giving of fears, she trusted God and grew courageous and very creative. She could not raise her son to give him a life for protection and provision. Then God would provide someone who would. Maybe. Just maybe someone in royalty would see how beautiful of a boy he is and want to give him a life. Jochebed's courage and faith in God in making this decision, listen, was important to her baby's survival. The only way that she could give her child an opportunity is to have someone in that palace fall in love with her child. To love her child like she did. This godly mother's courage is remarkable. She trusts God to equip her for the task ahead of raising her child in a world where uncertainty and dangers surround. Mothers work through weariness and their own fears so their children will feel confident and secure and safe and loved. Think about your own mom, the nights that she's gone with no sleep, the things that she did in bad weather to go get in bed with you to keep you comfortable, to keep you safe. Go beyond measure to make sure your life could be as best she could provide in trusting God. Courage presses our mothers to work through their own pains and illnesses to provide their children. We'll never know how often our moms went to work, did their daily task in pain or sick. My poor mom would get up in Upper Pine Prairie at 4:30 in the morning, leave at 5:30 to be at work at the hospital here. She did that for 23 years. Sometimes I could hear her out there, she's tapping that old battery for the car, tapping the starter, trying to get it to run and drive all the way down here. Sometimes she would flood out right here on Rixby Manual Road and have somebody else, some kind saint of a person that God would send to push her out. She would go down here to work for years, blood pressure sky high in the 200s, still working to provide for us. We never know what our moms go through. When we were young, mom used to get out and do whatever to make life work for us. We raised old hogs, and we were too little to go out there and slop the hogs. Mom was out there slopping hogs, teaching my older brother how to do it. You know, there was no pride. It was just survival. It takes a lot of courage. Courage is this gift that God gives to our moms so they can do what needs to be done for their children to survive and to thrive. The third quality we see from a godly mom is God's grace endows our mothers with the virtue of sacrifice. A mother's sacrifice, listen, that's their investment that lives on as a legacy in their memory. Their investment in us is what it molds and shapes us to who we are today. What your mom or your grandmother or someone invested in your life, these women, these godly women who loved you and shaped you and molded you to be who you are. We see in the third verse is, then she put the child into it. So here Jochebed is putting baby Moses, who had not been named yet, into this basket. She put the child into it and set it among the reeds of the bank of the Nile. She got very creative. That was a huge sacrifice. The day that she kissed her baby and put this baby into this basket and then floated it out very quietly and secretly along the reeds, because she knew that the Pharaoh's daughter would come there and bathe. And she was praying that God would send and soften this lady's, this young girl's heart to see this baby and want to keep this baby alive. And God did so. But the huge sacrifice for her son to have an opportunity to survive and to live on, her courage and sacrifice have made her legacy one of blessing for God's provision. She strategically placed this baby in this basket among the reeds so that this lady could come by. God had it already planned out, because Moses was born with a purpose. Just like your children are born with a purpose. Just like my children are born with a purpose. They're born with a purpose, and we have to do what it takes within our power, trusting that God has a plan for them to invest in them. This mother did so. Jochebed risked everything, trusting God to provide for her son for a better life. I can't even begin to imagine how difficult her decision of sacrifice was for her. It's out of desperation, because she knew if Pharaoh got word that there was a male child 3 months old, that he would send his army. He would send people over there to take the child from her. Out of desperation, she trusted God, said, Lord, here he is, do something. She had a willingness to experience this deep pain for her son. Listen, that well of love that flowed from her for her child, sacrificing this moment to put him in that little basket, to allow him to float down the river, setting among the reeds. hoping that, praying that God's provision will come through. It was said that mothers hold their children's hands for a little while, but their hearts forever. Could you imagine? Jochebed had to let her little baby go in order to save him. She had to release him. She had to let go of being mom for a few moments so that he would survive, so that he would live. Think about it. Kind of sounds like the priceless sacrifice that our Heavenly Father made with His Son. God let His Son Jesus go in order to save us from our sin. God knows the pain of sacrifice and loss. What sacrifices did your mom make? What sacrifices? Was loss of sleep? Altering her schedule to fit your schedule? Trying to work two jobs, trying to do home, trying to do homework, all the chores, the meals, the laundry, driving to recreational sports, dance practices, late nights when you're up sick, doctoring bobos, all of the things that go along. Mother's task requiring some sacrifice of her part seems endless. And moms can say, oh yeah. And yet, mothers wouldn't trade it for anything. Now, if her husband acts like another child, so we got three kids and a grown kid, now she won't trade those kids in, but she might trade that husband in. Send him back to his mama for a refresher course. So many women and mothers often go there, do their daily chores and their tasks and their routines, and they feel unappreciated. So let's get it out there, guys. We need to do a better job of appreciating the mother of our children. We need to do a better job for the lady of the house who's investing these time, these late nights, all the things that they are doing on behalf of our children to make their job a little easier. To take some of that burden, acknowledging, affirming, appreciating what they do. And where we can, lift up some of that burden. The fourth thing we see, quality that godly mothers trust in God's provision to sustain her family. God's protection, God's provision. We see verse 5 through verse 9. I love this. So you imagine Jochebed going out and putting that basket along, and she tells Miriam, who's Moses' older sister, who's still a young girl, just kind of watch to see what happens. So Miriam waits in a distance, and she watches that basket set in the reeds, and she sees the Pharaoh's daughter with her maidens come out to bathe. And she's walking along the Nile River and she sees that little basket sitting in the reeds. And Pharaoh's daughter tells her maiden, go get that. What is that? Go see what that is. And I imagine that they could hear the baby crying. Because when they brought it in, they took the lid, the baby was crying, Scripture says. Instantly, God had softened her heart. She fell in love with that baby. She said, this must be one of the Hebrews' babies. And God inspired Miriam to walk up at that time and offered, do you want me to get one of the Hebrew nurse ladies to nurse him? Sure. You know where she went? She went and got her mama. She went and got Jochebed, Moses' mother, and brought her, presented her to the Pharaoh's daughter to take and nurse. Then Pharaoh's daughter says, take him and nurse him, and I'll pay you your wages. Wait a minute. God worked it out to where the Pharaoh's daughter fell in love with Moses and then got Moses' own mom to come nurse him and then pay her to do it. Every mom in here says, I'll sign up for that. Send the check. She took her own child and raised him beyond nursing age. And then she presented him back to the daughter of Pharaoh for Moses to be raised in the palace as a prince of Egypt. He went from a child that should have been consumed in the Nile River, either drowned or consumed by crocodiles, to being the prince of Egypt. You see how God's provision and protection was on him all along. And it took a mom's faith to trust God through it all. There was risk. There was sacrifice. But she kept her faith in God that God would provide a way and a means for her child not just to survive, but to thrive. And we know the rest of the story of Moses. But it took his mom's faith in God to work through it all. Oh, today, Mom, your faith in God, your faith in the one who gives life, who gave that child to you, whether it was birth or through marriage or through adoption or through foster care, whichever God placed that child in your care, to invest in them. And the greatest investment you can have is invest faith in the Lord Jesus. Trust Him yourself. Live it out in front of them. Faith is better caught than taught. They see it in you. And when they see you walking in faith, they see you loving Jesus, they see you looking to Him for guidance, it's amazing the shaping that you do in your child's life. And it's a lifetime of shaping. There'll be times you're so frustrated you won't pull your hair out. There'll be some times you want to throw your flip-flop at them. Sometimes probably wouldn't hurt. Discipline is not always easy. But if you do it in reverence to the Lord, if you do it in a way that is shaping them to take the old nature out and put the new nature in, always the end result is well worth it. Jochebed trusted God because there was a vision for Moses. And God played the part in all of this, designing and guiding in the most adverse circumstances. This mother's faith in God paid off. And we know Moses grew up to be a leader of the Israelite people who led them out of slavery in Egypt into the wilderness for all those years. But he trusted God, and God blessed him and blessed the nation of Israel because of Moses. It took a mom's faith to make it all happen. Moms, thank you for your faith. Thank you for your being here this morning. Grandmothers, for shaping and helping invest in your child and your grandchildren. They're your responsibility. Today is the day that we celebrate the investment that you have made in your family. Let's pray together. Father God, today, God, we thank you for a story that we can read in our own Bibles of a lady who loved you and trusted you. And God, you had a greater plan for all of it. Thank you today for our moms. Thank you for their faith. Thank you for their physical and emotional investment, their words of wisdom, their guiding hand, their hand of discipline. What a wonderful opportunity we have to say how grateful we are to our mothers today. Thank you, God, for that. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.